Episode 189.
Crazy.
Damo.
How Thanks, are you? Wayne. Good. Wayne, how are you?
Good, good, good. For those that aren't aware, but obviously I get called Wayne a lot.
Yes.
So Daniel's just jumped on that. Daniel. D.
Strange.
So now he calls me Wayne all the time. So I'm just giving a little bit back. Damo.
I got called Damo once at a previous employment and by one guy. It didn't stick or anything. And now Doss has brought in the Damo. And we've actually got a cracking story about Damo coming up a bit later on because you are starting to run with it. But... Mate, good to be back, isn't it?
It's very good, mate. Very good.
It's actually more rare we do these days than we used to because we have so many interviews.
Well, it's kind of a weird feeling because not that you feel like you can't do it, but like I feel like I'm a bit like lacking confidence when it comes
really?
To these episodes. Yeah, a little bit because I'm like, oh, we've
done so many interviews.
Yeah, like we're just so set in our ways of interviewing every week that now I get a bit like when these jump in, I go shit, like. We're going to prepare and we're going to get the show ready.
And the people love it though.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, it's funny how many actually messages we get and the people say how much they miss these when we don't do the Doss and Dan.
I know. And that's because this is how it all started. Just exactly. Us two, as every, you know, two young men do. They start a podcast.
Yes.
Don't go to therapy.
No.
Find your best mate. Buy a couple of Yeti mics. And, you know, subscribe to Audacity, edit that thing up and upload it everywhere.
And there you go.
And mate, you'll save yourself hundreds of on therapy bills.
And next thing, you're making money.
Yeah, well, in our case, yes. But well, we were just talking off air about, you know, taking the piss out of every man and their dog has a podcast now. And it's kind of cringy to think. We were saying it's a bit cringe at times to go, oh, we have a podcast.
I can't believe that we're setting ourselves up today. And I'm like... Just the two of us, this is almost a bit cringe. Now, I shouldn't say that because we're about to give you an hour of the finest entertainment you've ever heard.
I know.
But prior to that, I'm like, geez, just because it's getting so overdone now. And don't worry, we're looking ahead and Doss and Dee have got some fantastic ideas coming up over the next few months of how we're going to even take this thing to the next level.
Mm. But we're lucky because we got ahead. I mean, we're four years in now.
That's right.
You know, we're
coming up to episode 200.
Yeah, 200 episodes. Bloody good achievement.
It is, and I tell you what, even just looking at the calendar,
our
next three recording dates, we're booked out already,
which is
fantastic. I don't think it's ever been to that level.
And for those who don't know, but we batch all our interviews in one day. So we've got 2 days lined
very
up.
Very busy days coming
up. They're huge. They're like, you know, 4+ interviews a day.
Yeah.
They're draining.
They are draining.
I'll tell you that. But they're great because it means we're able to just smash it all out, get it done in one day. But
and since last sitting down together, we've had some cracking episodes.
We have. We've had some...
Childhood idols of ours, Mark Philippoussis, for example.
Yeah, the poo.
That was unbelievable.
Which we're both repping his gear.
Top and bottom. Thank you,
we've
Mark.
We've both got the As We Create shirt, the As We Create shorts.
Actually, I had to go into the city the other day to quickly catch up with him to give us his gear, which was fantastic.
He was in a frantic rush.
He was in a frantic rush, but we got the gear, which was fantastic. And As We Create, so fantastic. Go and check them out. And obviously, Liam Pickering.
I thought I'd add this to the addition.
Oh, yeah. We'll explain to the listeners that aren't viewing this right now. What have you got on your head?
What would you call this kind of hat?
Like an old man's hat.
An old man's hat?
Yeah. Golf. Peaky Blinders.
Think of the show Peaky Blinders. Yeah. I haven't seen the show, but I know they all wear these little hats.
No, I actually don't mind it.
Does it suit you?
Yeah, it does suit you, especially with the longer hair.
But sure.
If you want to go see what Doss looks like, make sure
An old friend of the show used to wear one and I'll walk to the door and Dee just
you can't say that.
Introduced me as him as his name and we just pissed ourselves laughing.
We,
but
we
you
can't
know what?
Say that.
I think it goes all right. It was actually bought for... wasn't cheap, but I bought it for a dress-up wedding. It was a festival-themed wedding.
Ah.
And it just went with the shirt that I had. And,
And now you quite like it.
Yeah, now I thought, you know what, maybe it's an everyday accessory.
Well, I don't think you like it that much because you left it at my house last
week. Right. Yeah.
But if you want to go and see what Doss looks like, make sure you head over to YouTube, hit subscribe. YouTube's flying as well, which
is
great. Quickly, we've had Liam Pickering, Danny Grant, Kyle Hunt as well. We've got to be very careful how fast you say that name.
Yeah, when I was re-listening to that episode, I was wondering how you introduced it.
Yeah,
I slowed it down. You were superb.
I slowed it down.
Yeah, slowed it right down.
So they're all great episodes. Make sure you check them out. And why don't we go through today? What's coming up? Because we've got some classic Doss and Dee.
Well, there's a
material.
Big announcement. There's a very, very big announcement.
Huge.
Doss and Dee have been headhunted. They've been recruited to a footy club. That's all I'm going to say.
Yep.
To a footy club.
So you're going to find out who.
So we're going to discuss what our plans are.
We've been there 2 weeks.
And
maybe not even.
There's a There's a couple of funny incidents that have already taken place during the pre-season training.
So we'll bring those to speed with that.
After that, we've got Golf Box.
Golf Box. So the classic What's in the Golf Box. We're very looking forward to digging in and seeing what we pull out there. And then finally, the loyal Dawson D listeners. They've heard me whinge about this for now. Yeah. I think it's 15 or 16 months.
That's a long time.
About the old hernia. It's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. It's finally coming out in 3 days' time, so I'm going to be.
Well, they don't pull it out.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, they're tucking it back in.
Yeah, they push it in and tie you back up.
So that's all happening this week, and I'm actually looking forward to editing this podcast on a hospital bed with some lovely hospital food and.
What? I'm really looking forward to private hospital.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice?
I won't say where, but yeah.
Without private insurance, you've done well.
There's a little loophole. Yeah. We talked about loopholes a few weeks ago. So, but in anticipation of that, we've searched the World Wide Web and we found some horrific ER stories.
Emergency room stories, yeah.
And we're going to bring them to you. And then finally, Doss, how are we going to end this?
Well, I've never played this game, you have. But we're going to play a game, Doss VD.
Yep. We're actually on a team for this game.
Oh, we're on a team. Yeah. Maybe you explain the game.
Well, I won't explain too much detail now because we'll have to explain it when we get to that segment. But
yeah, true.
Essentially what it is, it's a numbers-based game. It's not boring, I can tell you that. It's categories, it's numbers. We're working as a team without saying specific words. That's all I'll say for now, but it's going to be very, very...
It'll be a laugh. It will be.
I can't wait. Now, before we move on to our first segment of the day, footy's back.
It is. It's good. I'm wrapped that it's back.
Now we're not going to talk too much footy for the international listeners.
But Nuffy chat.
It's great that it's back and we're ready to go. And the footy tipping.
Yep.
I'm proud of you.
I paid.
I'm proud of you. Wayne, for the first time in the history of the world, has actually paid in advance for the footy tipping.
I knew you'd be stoked with that.
I think he owes a few, you know.
Yeah, I reckon I probably owe, what is it, $20 a year?
Yeah.
I probably owe about $80.
Because we also do two tipping comps a year. We do the gauntlet, which starts a bit later on.
Is that happening again?
We're starting later on, yeah. But Will James, who's actually hosting the whole thing, we've all paid him. And
Everyone paid?
Doss has paid.
Yeah.
I cannot believe it. Yeah. So well done.
Thank you.
The one thing, though, that took my amusement last year, is that in the ESPN tipping app, you obviously put a name, right? Now, none of us take these names serious. Your username, like you would for any site. Yeah. Now, none of us call ourselves by our proper names or nicknames or anything. Normally, you put something funny. Maybe it's a play on words.
Joke within the group that we all laugh at one another, you know?
I had to change mine last year because this is the issue with this, is you only get one crack at this. When your name is in the ESPN app, it doesn't matter if you're in 10 different groups, that's your username.
So you could be in 10 other tipping comps all use the same app.
Say it's your work, your friendship group, your family one, and they're different ones, but you only have the one, you only have to submit the tips once and one username. Dosh was going with a name for years in our group's one, and then last year he joined the family group tipping and they decided, oh, let's just go on this app. Unbeknownst to Dosh is that he didn't realise what his username was. And Dosh, what was that username that you're going with in the family tipping competition? Now, this is your sisters, your grandma, your mums, your partners of everybody.
In-laws.
In-laws, yeah. What was your name? He's going red already.
It was I Love Tits.
No, what was it? No. What was it? It wasn't I Love Tits.
It was I Love... Oh, I don't want to say it.
Say it.
I Love Sucking Tits.
It was actually I Love Sucking On Tits.
Was it?
That was his username. And then I'm so annoyed one of us pointed out to him because it was in our group chat. It's water for duck's back. I would have loved...
Yeah, it's quite normal in our group.
That's his nickname in our messenger chat. But I just would have loved it to get to round 10. And I Just Love Sucking On Tits. Who is I Just Love Sucking On Tits?
My
too?
Nan's going, who's that?
Who's that on top of the leaderboard? And Josh has to put his hand up. So
I think you told me that literally within the first round.
I wish I did.
So I could quickly go and change it.
It was so... lost it.
Now
I
it's just Doss Custerson.
I know. And how boring.
I know.
Boring.
I need to lighten it up a bit.
Yeah.
I'll come up with something else. But I got a good feeling about my tips this year.
How many did you get for the
fucking... Two.
Yeah, I got one. Who was he? Oh, Sydney.
Yeah, Swannies. Yeah.
Anyway.
And Gold Coast. But
shall we proceed?
Yeah, let's show.
This episode of the Dawson D Show is brought to you by our good friends at Fleet Plant Hire Solutions.
We couldn't do the show without them. In fact, they've partnered for the entire 2024. We can't thank them enough. It's so good to have you guys on board.
They are the best in the business when it comes to anything to do with earth moving. We're talking, what are we talking? Roads, railways,
bridges,
tunnels. They do a lot of the big, big projects, but they do smaller ones as well. And their customer service, that's what they're known for. Best in the business.
Absolutely. So visit right now, fph.com.au. Do you like how I did that?
I did like that. And you know what they're doing as well? Every guest that we have on,
on, they give them a few little goodies too.
Oh, yes.
So we love that they support us in that way too, that every guest goes home with a few little goodies, a little goodie bag they get, which the guests love. So
quality stuff.
FBH, check them out, fbh.com.au.
3 days from now, D is finally getting rid of this hernia.
I tell you what.
I can't wait.
It's been a long time coming.
Like, you know what I can't wait for? I can't wait to play golf.
Yeah.
I can't wait to play tennis. I can't wait to move.
Without pain.
Without pain. I can't wait to actually be able to move on the footy field and not worry. I'm looking forward to being able to work my shoulders in the gym.
One of the biggest mistakes, though, a lot of hernia patients is they do it again.
Oh, no.
So you've got to be really careful.
I've spoken to a surgeon. He said it's very likely you do it again in your lifetime. Yeah. Very likely. Yeah. And he says nothing you can do about it. But I can't wait. And you know what? It's our. You said off the top about our recording days when we batch them. Mate, they're the ones when we sit there all day, I can't walk by the end of them.
That's
which
so
is
weird.
But anyway, it's all happening. I can't wait. We're not here to talk about the hernia. What we are here to talk about is ER. Emergency room, because although I'm not going to the emergency room, I'm going to a nice private hospital with a lovely bed and some beautiful food. This time, we know what it's like to be in. We've both been in and out of hospital emergencies. You know, I've given you a panic attack before.
Yeah, that was a big night for me. D gave me basically, we were in the car. Would have been the first time we went to this. First time you met my dad, actually.
Yeah, was it that day?
In Kingy, and we're driving home from the soccer and D's telling me in the car about this famous, well-known physio on the peninsula that would be able to fix me, but he's so painful, they call him Dr. Death.
Mm.
Well, we dropped D home, and then that next 15 minutes, I must have just been subconsciously panicking, and I thought I was having a seizure,
sorry.
Dad pulled over, called the ambulance, and into the hospital I went. Panic attack.
I'm so sorry. But we've gone and searched the World Wide Web, as we like to do, and we found some of the most unusual, funniest issues that go on in the emergency room.
Oh, there'd be some absolute, stitch-ups. I mean, if you can imagine, even just, where we are in Melbourne,
every day.
Imagine being a nurse within that emergency department. The different things you would hear and see.
Our one for us was Frankston Hospital.
Yeah.
I spent a lot of time in there for one year of my life when I was quite cruel.
Was that the stomach pains?
Yeah, and you go in there at all times of night. The druggies and the drunks, oh God, it would be a nightmare.
Yeah, it'd be horrible.
It'd be horrible.
But we found some rippers.
We found some lighter ones because when we were talking about this, we actually said, gee, we've got to be careful.
Yeah, it's a touchy subject.
It can be a touchy subject, the old health. But do you want me to kick it off or do you want to kick it off?
Oh, I might kick it off.
All right, go on, you kick it off.
So this is coming from a nurse. And this might be not long, but it's someone that worked in that emergency department area. Kind of written a bit of a story about it. Very early in my career, I noted a triage note for corn in the vagina.
Wow.
Recalls the medical director. I won't name any names. Basically, I expected to find a small piece of corn in this lady's treasure chest. To my surprise, there was an entire corn on the cob stuck inside of her.
No.
I obviously told her that she had to actually tell me what happened because I had never seen corn with legs before.
Oh.
A night of drinking with friends evolved into a night of experimentation with at least one vegetable. Unfortunately, the cob of corn would not come out as easily as the truth, and the woman ended up in the operating room for surgical removal.
Oh, stick to the cucumbers, ladies.
There you go.
That is horrific.
Isn't that crazy?
That is horrific. Wow. Have you? I've
never shoved any type of vegetable anywhere. No.
Well, this is just silly. I love these ones. These are just boys being boys. Short and sweet.
Boys will be boys.
Good song. Not me. That's what they always say. But I had to pick up a mate who swallowed a 50-cent piece to win a $2 bet. Now, swallow a 50-cent piece to win a $2 bet. So you're making a profit of $1.50 here. Now, for those that are international, a 50-cent coin here, they're big. They're big here in Australia. It says, if you don't know, an Australian 50-cent piece is quite large. They had to do an I can never pronounce the word. Endoscopy to get it out.
Is that down the throat?
Yep.
You've had one of those, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. They let him keep the black corroded coin as well.
Black corroded coin.
Yeah, so he must have gone into, probably, geez, he's lucky not to get internal bleeding from that.
Fuck. I remember seeing a video of a big YouTuber. He swallowed one of those big dice.
Oh, yeah.
From a roulette or something. And somehow it just passed through.
I just love the stupidity, 50 cent coin.
Oh, that's just stupid.
I know.
For $2.
Do you want this $2 bet? Yeah, swallow that.
This next one, I find just ridiculous how parents can be so too careful.
Mm.
It's okay. Your kid's going to be fine.
It's going to get hurt, get sick. Yeah,
You don't have to take him to emergency. So
A woman brought her 7-year-old child in at 10 p.m. for a mosquito bite. No infections, no complications, just a 1-centimeter mosquito bite. They sat for 4 hours in the waiting room. So imagine, like, you've sat in the waiting room. Imagine sitting in the waiting room for what you probably already expect.
Yeah.
Well, you know what you're going to be. When they finally got seen, the doc took one look and said, "That's a mosquito bite." The mum said, "That's what I thought."
Oh, like, you fucking idiot.
Like, that's just that poor kid. Like, how stupid can you be? I mean, there's being precautionary. Is that the word? Being safe?
Yeah.
And then there's...
Which is fine.
And then there's that.
That's just over the top.
Just dumb.
I love these ones. So this guy, "I hate touching doorknobs with my hands and always use my forearm to rub against a doorknob in a downward motion using friction to turn the knob. I was joking around with my girlfriend saying I can open a door with my butt cheek, exactly like how I use my forearm. I jumped at the door butt first and the little metal thing that guides the door cut into my butt cheek. The cut wasn't a clean cut because the thing was that sharp, it required 30 plus stitches."
Oh my God.
"After that, she had to stand behind me holding a bowl to cover my wound every time I took a shower so it doesn't get wet. And we live in a hot country, so she has to do that twice a day for like a month."
Wow.
Yeah, there's being scared of coronavirus.
The old party trick. Trying to open the door with your ass.
I'd love
to see that.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Serious confidence. This is quick. And another frustrating one. So he had a splinter in his finger. Mm-hmm. 30s adult male. It wasn't deep and we easily pulled it out. That was a shit one.
He went to emergency
with a splinter. And a man in his 30s. Like, went by himself, got, "Oh, this hurts." You know? And they just, "Mate, it's a splinter." They pulled it out.
So funny.
Nothing a pair of tweezers can't fix.
That's so funny. That's so funny. I love this one too. "My wiener turned puffy and red for seemingly no reason," which would be
very... Oh, there's some reason.
Yeah, you'd be worried. "I had to fly to a wedding the next morning and I freaked out. Asked my girlfriend to drive me to hospital. Nurse asked me if I'd been eating any spicy foods. Yes, I'd been eating hot wings, and I must have held my wiener to urinate prior to washing my hands."
Wait, what?
So, the old hot wings come back to show.
I just got it. I was like, so he hasn't washed it. He's gone to piss, grabbed it.
I've done that with deep heat.
Yeah,
like you touch your cock.
Touch your eyes.
Oh yeah. So,
oh, that's actually very, very.
But
funny.
imagine the panic of looking down and it's just red and puffy.
Oh, that's actually really funny. Oh gosh,
got
the
any
diagnosis.
More?
Yep. This one is just called orgasm.
Oh,
so have a think about what this might mean. "I had a woman in her 30s show up in the ER with her mother, no less.
Oh no.
Because during sex, she suddenly had a rushing sensation followed by muscle contractions and twitches on her whole body from tongue to toe. She said, 'I didn't know what to say. Congratulations on your first orgasm.'"
Wow, the big O.
Wow, imagine that. You have no idea. Like, surely it's a good feeling. You'd be thinking, "Oh, this is amazing."
Oh, well, We've had this conversation of boys' first orgasms.
Yeah, I remember.
Everyone thinks they're broken or something's gone horribly wrong.
I remember mine, and it was, I thought something really strange was happening to me.
I won't throw him under the bus. Jai Richardson limped around for a day after his first one.
Limped?
Yeah, limped. Yeah. This one's a bit dumb, but this is my last one. "About once a year, I see a very nice young female who comes to the ER with 3 or 4 family members because her fingers have suddenly gone blue. They've always Googled all sorts of fancy and exotic diseases that they're worried about." And that's classic Dr. Google.
And I do that all the time.
100% of the time, the patient has brand new blue jeans on. Without saying a word, I just grab an alcohol swab and wipe the blue dye off their hands, and I do the same thing to their jeans to show them that it's the same colour."
You're kidding.
Yeah, so that's, again, hypochondriac.
Fuck. I mean, I've had instances like that happen to me recently.
Really?
Yeah, I had chocolate. And I had to like cough up a phlegm.
Oh no.
And then I saw in my phlegm, I was like, "What's this brown stuff?"
And you've shit yourself.
No, it was chocolate.
Yeah, but you've shit yourself.
I thought, "Oh my God, is that dark blood?" Yeah. Oh my God, I'm dead. Oh.
Well, I read one, I don't have the example, I read one where this guy went to the toilet and his stools were so black and like purple and he's like, "I'm in trouble here." And he went to the ER and they said, "Well, tell us, what have you been eating?" And he ate an entire jar of beetroot. And they said, "Yeah, that'll be it, son."
I had a whole can of beetroot.
And the funniest thing is, people Google this and it's like, they're sure they're stage 4 cancer and they've got a day to live.
Fucked. Yeah.
Yeah, it's burst.
That's ridiculous.
Be careful what you eat.
Oh, yeah. That's ridiculous. Oh, that's funny.
All right, Doss, you ready to give Golf Box a crack again? This is our second attempt at this. Yeah,
bring it on. The Golf Box is in our midst.
and we're ready to dive in and grab something.
Now, before we do, we have an ad read. Now, everybody that watches this show each week, normally we read this, but I reckon I'm going to have a crack at this.
Go on.
Now,
go
if, this,
on, son.
If this stuff's up, I'll have to dig it out of my phone, but I reckon I can do this. All yeah. Right.
So pick me up. I must say, I struggle reading it. So,
well, pick me up if I muck this up, okay. Right?
Yep. Give it your you best ready? Shot.
What is in the Golf Box is brought to you by our good friends at Golf Box, Australia's greatest golf superstore. If you need it, they have it. It gets to you fast and free. Shop online now at golfbox.com.au.
I am impressed.
And I haven't read it. I practiced well in done. The shower this morning because I thought, you know what? I reckon I can do it without reading.
That's called professionalism, and I love it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, should I go first?
Yeah, why don't you go first? Right. Do you want me to hold it? Or
I just want to make sure it gets in.
Yeah, make sure you get it. Shot. Yeah. Come on, Dossie. Few in there.
A few in here.
Make sure you pick a good one.
All right. Got it. Got my hands on it. Let me read it out. What's the most awkward encounter with someone famous?
Ooh.
So the most awkward encounter I've had with someone famous.
So you picked that. That's actually, to be honest, that is a perfect one.
I don't think anyone. That's. Oh, we had one pull this one out.
Really?
Yeah. Marmalade.
Did they pull that one out?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This one I'm really interested to hear because A, we've obviously had a fair few famous people come through the show, but also you've always been around famous people in your childhood, through your old man, and then
Dad's
of course
business.
Through other work you've done. So there's probably plenty to pick from.
Yeah,
what's coming
there's
to mind?
A few. There's a couple from my time when I worked at St Kilda Footy Club. So those who love their footy.
Yeah.
One which I've shared, I reckon, years ago on the show, but it was an awkward encounter. So my role at St Kilda was I was the property manager or assistant. Yep. So basically my role had a lot to do with all the training jumpers, all the training Guernseys, all the washing, all the boot cleaning, all the footy pumping, drinks being made. Like I was the think of like how
equipment.
Training, equipment, everything that you can imagine, I'd have to organize it all. But part of the role was washing all their jumpers and training stuff. They all have a training jumper that they're given, I think one proper good training jumper. And typically what will happen is they'll finish their main session, they'll take their jumper off, they'll just leave it on the ground in front of their locker, and they'll go up for meetings or they'll go and put their other gear on and they'll go do weights. So my assumption was no one was left in the locker room, and I walked in there, no one else is in there bar one person. And basically their cock was completely out.
Are you going to name the person?
David Armitage it was. But I don't say like that, like that's unnormal.
Yeah, no,
like you walk into a locker room, like being involved with footy clubs for a long time. Like I've seen a lot of penises in footy locker rooms, but quite literally. And
do you have a look or not? You have a glimpse, don't you?
Yeah, I have a glimpse, but I don't think you're trying not to. But then you look like more of an idiot if you're trying to avoid it. Like, go on, mate. We're grown men. And then he just had it out and he was drying himself or something. And he just said something along the lines of, I grabbed a couple of the jumpers to be washed and he threw me his and he goes, don't worry, mate, it gets bigger. Like just as a tongue-in-cheek, you know.
How was it looking?
I can't remember.
Yeah.
I can't remember. And then...
That is awkward. It was awkward,
but it was fine. Like it wasn't awkward, but it was.
It's funny.
It was funny. And then one of the other ones, but Hamish and Andy, they were, they're two, you know, comedians in a duo that I've always loved and you know, found hilarious. Listen to their podcast. It's a good show. But I reckon it would have been 4 years ago. I was in South Melbourne, funnily enough, where we now record, which they must have recorded at the time. And I was sitting out the front of a cafe doing some work and for the company I was working for at the time. And they're walking down the street towards the outside area of the cafe where I'm sitting. And I'm starstruck.
Yeah.
And they obviously have a policy within their show. If you listen to their show and you see us in public, you can ask for a dollar.
Yeah.
And they give you a dollar. Or now they bow. So they don't give dollars, but they give you a bow. And I was irking myself. What's the right word? I was pumping myself up to kind of grow some balls and go and talk to them. And they're walking towards me. I thought, if they walk right near me, I have to. Like, I love them. And as they're walking towards me and I'm trying to pump myself up and to have the courage to do it, they turn into this door. And then I'm like, oh, they're gone. I've missed my chance. Well, then they come back out with another one of their riders, Ryan Sheldon, and someone else. And basically, these three Harley bikes rock up with these three big bikies on them. And then Hamish and Andy and Ryan all put these helmets on. I'm thinking, what are they doing? They will get on the back of the bikes. So I've missed my opportunity to, you know. But I thought, I might still try and say something or get involved. And then they're all kind of backing out to then drive off. So they're sitting holding onto these bikies on the back. They've got their phones and they're filming themselves. And Hamish was kind of going slow on the back with his phone. And I just yelled out, get on you, Hamish. And
no one heard it except the people that were sitting outside the cafe.
Oh, no.
And I had to just like look down and pretend I was like, it was the most.
Josh struggles not to say something.
I have to.
Yeah. And like, it's not a bad thing. Nah, I've said this to you many times.
I've always said if I see someone, well, I think if I, who knows what could happen if you introduce yourself to someone.
Yeah.
I'm not the type who will get a photo. I never get photos. Yeah, yeah. I'll always
just say something. Yeah.
I'll say, hey, mate, how'd you play today? Or, hey, mate, what's going on? Or,
well, the Dogs lost last night, Matthew Spanger.
Oh, yeah, that was a shocker. Yeah, and I've got a couple of others, one with some former guests as well. But
Oh, God, give us one of the former guests.
Oh, Rob Mills. Millsy, that was one that was awkward.
What happened?
He rocked up. We have this alleyway where the guests come through, and it can be a bit hard for guests to find the studio. And he walked through the alleyway, and I waved. And he crossed the road. He walked down the alleyway. I thought he introduced himself.
Yeah.
And he put his hand out and he said something. And I said, no, my name's Wade, mate. Nice to meet you. And he went, no. Do I have time for a quick coffee?
Oh.
And I was like, oh, that's awkward. He goes, oh, nice to meet you. No, but I didn't say that. I asked, do I have time? I said, yeah, of course you do. So we went and got a coffee and he actually got a bagel.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, he got a lovely bagel.
And Vegemite bagel. And he sat down before them were talking about the show and he actually offered us a bite.
Well, why? He bit into it and he kind of looked at us and goes, oh, sorry, boy. Sorry to be rude. Did you want a bite?
We didn't take
no,
him
mate, up. No. Nah. Yeah. Well, I tell you what, I mean, you know me, my problem with just any of the guests who come on the show is I stuff up greetings.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
The handshake. Or goodbyes.
Actually, you're right. It's handshakes or goodbyes. So, yeah, and we've talked about this before, but a few of them, you know, they come to mind. Eskimo kissed Peter Ziggy.
No, maybe just quickly explain that.
So
who did Ziggy?
Well, this is going back probably 2 years ago now when we interviewed Ziggy at his office and financial planner. Really good episode. Very good for anybody that wants to learn about money management. We did a great episode with him and he gave us a hug when we were leaving.
Yeah.
But you know when you don't.
Like, no, it was like a handshake hug.
It was a handshake hug.
So a handshake like a brother. I think it was like that.
I thought he brought us in for a hug.
And then a hug after. Right.
But you know what it's like? It's like you don't know which way to point the head. And unfortunately, Ziggy and I pointed our heads basically directly at each other and we were Eskimo kissing. Basically, our noses were rubbing against one another.
Was it acknowledged?
No. Really? It's never been spoken about. And we see him quite regularly, so maybe next time. But we've stuffed up the handshake with marmalade. Doss thought it was the funniest thing ever.
No, I haven't laughed that hard in a long time.
Yeah, because, which one was it?
So
was it straight?
I think it was Checkers. Oh, so basically what happened is he went in for the handshake almost towards you, but then went like this.
Yeah, he's done like an L shape.
So he thought he was coming to you and then you put your hand out, but he went.
So I've
it was almost like he faked it.
Yeah, and I've sort of grabbed his fingers. Oh, then Prime Train was the worst one ever. Like I went for the classical handshake and he went for the gangster
for the brother
handshake.
Yeah.
And it was just touching each other's fingers.
Oh.
And then we just hugged and I said, mate, I'm so sorry. He said, no, don't
it's stress. Quite normal. All right, up.
All right.
Come on, read it out.
Oh, no. Have you ever sent a text or a pic to the wrong person? Who and when? Well,
I'm glad I didn't get that one. Bloody hell.
Oh, my God. Have I ever sent
a text? Do you have one?
Let me think. Oh, no!
Go on.
I've got one.
I don't think I have one. I'm sure I have. I reckon everyone has accidentally sent the wrong thing to someone.
I'm going to keep this nice here.
That doesn't always mean sexual.
Yeah, mine was sexual.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, no! Well, this is great. Go on.
So, oh, my. This is so.
Oh, you have to now.
It's so embarrassing. So this happened, and he'll be listening to this. When I was about 16 years old, oh no. This is why I need to go to therapy to talk about this moment. I can't even think about it without cringing. Will and I, as 16-year-olds, do, you start to chat to ladies a little bit online in the era where you grew up.
What app? application?
This was really weird. We had this app called, it was a messaging app. I don't know if it still exists. It's called Kik, K-I-K.
I remember that.
Yeah, it was just like an instant messenger app that was big
like
for
WhatsApp before.
Yeah, yeah. And you could talk to anybody, anywhere in the world kind
Did
of thing.
Did I even get Kik?
I think everybody had it. Anyway, this app, maybe people our age will remember Kik. So just an instant messenger app. Well, the problem was Will and I used it for... To chat to women. And And we talk to each other on this app as well. So you know what it's like when you're texting a lot of people at the same time?
Yeah.
Well, I think this makes it worse. So technically I sexted Will James, but
you've best friend.
Yes. But it wasn't the sexting part. So I think it wouldn't have been so bad if it was just something.
So it wasn't a dick pic or
no.
It wasn't like, oh yeah, I want to rub your boobies.
It wasn't your kind of messages that we looked at the other day. Oh. But it was the build up, the foreplay part.
And I wrote, you're so beautiful.
No,
oh, so, it was your just, hair is just so lovely. No,
it
blonde. Wasn't
that. It was just descriptive. It was just very descriptive about.
I just want to kiss you passionately.
More along those lines, but it was a bit more.
I want to kiss you, your lips, and then down your neck.
Now you're getting in the hot spot. Yeah. So, oh, I can't.
Go on. Anyway. What was next? Then I want to take your t-shirt off.
It was one
off.
Line. But Will and I were talking about. Say, I don't know what we're talking about. Say it was music.
So you sent to Will.
So I texted Will out of the blue. This is what I texted Will. Something about.
Go on.
Oh, I feel sick. It's just people that listen to this that I know.
Go.
It was basically describing to Will how I'd lick up his neck and then start kissing him around. That's enough.
What, around his ear?
Yeah, anyway, that's enough. That's enough.
Tongue punching his ear.
That's enough. And then Will being a good friend he was, he didn't just brush it off and say, oh yeah, we've all done that. He screenshot it. He said, what the fuck? He's like, what the fuck? Like, he's like abusing me. I'm like, yeah, do you think I meant to do that on purpose?
Yeah.
And anyway, that's the worst. Anyway, thank you, Golf Box.
That makes your skin crawl. I think about some of the worst ones. Like you hear stories of accidentally sending your parents.
Oh, fuck. Can you think of anything worse?
Or your in-laws.
I know, like, I've been close before in the past of texting. Because you know when you, like, if you're texting three or four people at once about three or four different subjects, like, I've just thought of something real quick. It's really embarrassing.
Go.
At one of my previous football clubs, do you know this story?
I do, but I've forgotten it.
It's so embarrassing. So Pippi, my sister, I think I was like 20, I don't know how old I was, but I decided I want, so she took a couple photos of me outside. I was nice dressed up, and she took a few photos of me outside a venue about to go in, and I said, oh, can you take a few pictures? I was trying to get
Wait, what type of venue? Like nightclub?
Yeah. No, it was like a bar.
Wait, at the front?
No, it was like a bar.
At the front of Cruise.
No, it was just like,
God's kitchen?
I don't have many photos, so can you take a few? And this was back in
with the sleeves rolled up?
Yeah.
Tats showing?
Back in the fuckboy days. Yeah. Blonde hair, nose piercing.
Bleached hair, nose ring.
And I said, can you take a couple of photos of me? She said, yeah, of course. And what happened?
Park the car, Pippi. Get out and take some photos of me. Thanks for dropping me off.
It gets worse. So that was Saturday night. So on the Monday, I'm like, oh, it's time to upload to Insta. Well, I'm texting Pippi and I said to her, so I've narrowed it down to two. So I've texted Pippi.
You've chosen the best two.
I thought I've texted Pippi, hey, which one do you think? Which one? And I've accidentally sent that into my football group chat. And this wasn't normally in footy group chats. You have a senior group chat and your twos group chat, and then there's like a big there's a big overall group chat. So what happened was I was texting it to Pippi on Messenger, but someone must have texted that group. So I've just blindly put it in there, and I've panicked. So then I start seeing. I put the photos in, and I'm shitting myself. And you see that the
red.
You see like the
faces, the profile pics,
and they're piling.
Did you unsend it?
I didn't know how. So I'm panicking. I'm trying to I can't work it out. I'm Googling how to unsend.
It's too
quickly
late.
And the messages.
Everyone's
are,
screenshotting.
Oh, and I quickly unsent it. And I'll never forget this. I literally just threw my phone in the air, landed on the bed, and I walked out. And I was just walking around with my. I'm like, what the.
Wait. Was this the next day after you went out?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And then, fuck. And then literally. So somebody said, oh my God, I missed, like the captain goes, oh no, I missed it. What happens? And all the boys are describing it. And then the screenshots come out. So I got fined.
Oh, that's terrible.
I got fined. I had to spin the wheel at the club.
That's terrible.
And I had to put a photo of myself and my jocks as my profile picture. It's still on Facebook if you want to.
Really?
Yeah.
Shirt off?
Yeah, shirt off. Pants. I'm just in my jocks. Oh. Yeah, you can go and have a look at that if you like. Thanks, Golf Box.
That was good.
Yeah.
Well, it's been 11 long years.
11.
11 long years since I laced up the old Adidas Copper Mundials.
Are they the same boots for me? You're kidding.
No. Mate, they're the boots that I played my last year of footy in. I've had those boots for probably 13 years.
So it's 11 years since you've laced them up, but did they come out again recently?
Well, they've come out again.
Here they are.
I've had to dust them off. They didn't need much dusting because I didn't do much in them when I previously played, but... Yeah, we got Dawson D. We've headed down to a new footy club together.
A new football club. How exciting. I can't believe. I got the itch probably 3 weeks ago. I'm like, you know what? I'm finally getting your surgery done, which we're going to talk about shortly. And I'm like, you know what? I want to play footy again because I do miss it. And I never thought in a million years I'd somehow convince Doss, because Doss is a little bit timid.
I'm a timid footballer.
You don't like... And, nobody likes getting hurt, do they?
No, well, but I'm known to be injured a lot.
Injury prone.
Yeah, injury prone.
Yeah.
As we will get to very shortly.
But basically, we got in contact with a local footy club. They were wrapped to have us down.
Yeah, well, let's be real. We weren't headhunted. We reached out to them.
And Dee
reached out to the head coach. And then, yeah, we went down for the first night of training. I was shitting myself.
Oh, I didn't think... actually, I didn't even mention Doss initially because I didn't think... Doss is known to sometimes pull the plug last minute. So I thought...
even the day of, I was very hesitant. Remember?
Well, you basically said I'm not going.
You go and suss it out for me, Danny.
Yeah, and then... But in came Doss, and it took us a while to get on the track because of those boots. The laces wouldn't even work, so we were having thread freaking shoelaces to get these boots on. But down we went, and how did the first training session go for you, Doss?
I was struggling, I must say. I really struggled. We did a warm-up lap, which I felt, towards the front.
Yep.
Did a few run-throughs.
It was a very cruisy lap.
Very cruisy. out come the Sharons.
Yep.
And I was missing a few early, let's just say that.
I thought you were kicking right.
Not too bad. And then it got into some more full ground drills, kicking drills. And that's where the limited numbers on cones meant limited rest.
That's how you get your runs. That's how you get your ticks in the legs.
And that's where Doss's legs became heavy, the lactic acid, buildup of lactic acid. And that's when the kicks just started spraying.
Because Doss said to me... He just wants to be involved in the club in some capacity.
The community element of football is what I miss and what I want to be a part of.
And I'm like, why don't you just play? And I said, well, why don't you at least train and let's see, maybe you'll play and maybe you'll do an off-field role, which is what you're probably looking at
doing.
Well,
that's where my strengths lie.
Yeah.
maybe not on field.
And it was so funny. It was probably 40 minutes into the training session and Doss and I crossed paths and Doss looked at me in the eyes and he was out of breath and he just looked at me and he said, yeah, I'm not fucking playing.
Yeah, I was struggling.
I said, you're doing great. He said, no, it's not for me, mate. But
it's not for me,
somehow
mate.
Convinced him to come back it up a few days later.
It made it easy that on the next session, which was a couple of days later, because it was called off because of the heat. We all met at the pub, which, to be honest, that was more my style of training.
I've never experienced
a Palmer and a pint, or pot and Palmer. That was good. Got a bit of camaraderie with the lads, a bit of trivia.
Yep.
And then and then next week was the third session, which... Yeah. I was already still feeling quite tight from the first one, right? Oh. I haven't trained or played. And when, I've been for runs and I've trained legs at the gym and like for the last 10 years or whatever. But football,
you can't train it.
Like you can't train for it.
No.
And it must have just been just that whole session. My quads were so tight, so tight. And I didn't stretch them out properly. And it got to this next session. And I was like, we did a couple of laps and I just felt them. I was like, especially the one on my right. And I was like, fuck, I hope I don't. So then we did a few run throughs and I was still feeling it. I was like, I better be careful not to overstretch here. And then it got to the first kicking kind of warm-up drill. I'm not even kidding. It was just an inside 45, 10-meter kick. And I've kicked it and my quads just...
Split into two.
Yeah, it's just torn or heavily strained.
I didn't even notice it at all. But then I looked over at one
stage. The bloke who kicked it to me goes, you're right. I was like, nah, I've done my quads. And I did my quad.
First kick of the night. And the funniest thing is, so I'm doing the drill and I looked over and Doss is kind of with the coaches and on the sidelines. I'm like, oh, maybe he's literally having a chat about off-field stuff. So, and we get in, go and have a water break and Doss just goes, D, come over here. So I go over and I said, what, mate, what? He goes, I've done my quad.
I genuinely
And it was done at Vince McMahon.
Yeah, I pulled my quadricep. And then for the rest of the training, because we obviously drove together, I didn't have a car to go home. And then there was no ice available. And then I ended up, befriending an older guy who was the under-16s coach and his son's training with the senior team. Me and him got along like a house on fire. And he goes, mate, do you want me to go and search around for some ice for you? I said, mate, you'd be an absolute lifesaver if you did that. So he went and searched everywhere. Servo, Woolies, Coles, came back. None of them got ice because it was obviously a hot day. Yeah, let's just say I missed out on that whole training session and then I limped to the car, didn't I?
And are you going to play? Don't know.
I don't know.
You've got an off-field role now.
I've got an off-field role, which is nice. I reckon you'll see me lace up the boots for a game.
At some stage.
Yeah, at some stage.
Oh,
Whether it's in the twos or if they... You know
straight
what?
Straight to the seniors, Dosh.
No, I want to play a game with you. That's all I'm meaning.
Yeah.
So if you're not playing seniors... I would like to lace up for one game with D.
Right, yeah. Well, we're looking forward to that. But
D's training the house down.
No, I'm fucking not.
He's on the big bucks too. They've got D Schuller planted on a wing, and he's ready to explode, aren't you?
I'm not on big bucks.
No?
No. No, but there is a financial arrangement. Anyway, we've what else is going on here?
You don't know where to go from
here.
Yeah,
I'm a bit stumped after that one. Damo and Wayne, now that was brought up on the at the start. Now, at the very first drill on the first night when you were fit and healthy, we were just doing some run-through kicking and I think I just threw out a Wayne, and then next thing, Dosh was calling me Damo. And then I had a few blokes come up to me and go, is it Damo or is it Danny? I said, no, it's Danny. He's just being a dickhead. So that nickname somehow.
I know. And then I somehow gave another bloke a nickname because we're doing... and this is where I get a bit too comfortable and confident. And
very early.
Like, mate, within 10 minutes.
I didn't think I'd see this.
And now that I know he's the big recruit of the club, I probably regret my decision calling him Butterfingers.
Because he dropped one.
He dropped one mark. And I go, oh, Butters. I
couldn't believe
it. And then I've gone and done my quad the next week. I can't talk. But I think we're making ourselves at home there.
Yeah, it's going to be good. Or some of the boys follow.
Yeah, they're enjoying.
I've had a few of them come up and say, are you from TikTok?
Yeah, a few of them have seen our faces, which is a weird feeling, I must say. Yeah. Another guy came up to me after, and even because he came up to me before training, before the quad incident, even when he saw me sitting, so he came up to me before and he was like, oh, how's the pod going? I was like, how do you know about that? And
really?
He goes, yeah. And he goes, yeah, I follow you guys. You spoke to him as well. And basically, said, oh, you guys inspire me. I've kind of started a podcast with a mate about basketball. I was like, good on you, mate.
Oh,
And then I did my quad and I'm obviously standing lonesome on the side. And when, you know, you finish the drills and you come in and you slap hands and you know, have a sip of water. He actually went out of his way to come and...
Wow. He is a nice guy.
Yeah, he's a ripping
bunch of fellas. Yeah. So we're really looking
forward. They had a social event. You went and got on the piss, didn't you?
I had one.
Yeah, it's still piss, isn't it?
Yeah, it was. Really. Galliano, actually. Yeah, that was lovely. No. So the reason we bring this up is we'll kind of... Periodically throughout the year when we're back on the Doss and Dion cuts, we'll bring up the speed with the debuts of myself and Doss. I would have loved to have debuted on Saturday, this coming for a practice match, but...
Is that this Saturday?
Yeah, I'm out.
I better get...
Because I'm having surgery.
Are you going to head down? Can you not go at all?
I'll probably go down.
Oh, well, I'll be there.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Probably go down. The game would be played by now. But unfortunately, I can't play the prackies, but... That's okay. Hopefully round one.
Guys, we want to let you know because I reckon there'll be a few little stories, a few ripper scenarios that might unfold throughout the year. Who knows? Who knows where it could go, to be
honest?
Who
knows?
Who knows? We might be doing a live show.
Content. Actually,
have we said the club name or are we not saying it?
I don't know if we say it yet. Okay. Just in case.
I think I just said it. So.
No, you haven't. We might do some content from down there. We don't know yet. We'll wait and see how it goes. But you'll definitely be brought up to speed. I'm looking forward to Doss's debut at some stage.
Tell you what, I don't know where fucking 10 years has gone because in the space of 10 years, I can't believe how much my body has gone to shit. Like,
I think you're too hard on yourself.
Yeah.
But I just want to say, if you've got an off-field role, just look after me.
Look after
like
you.
Like, don't spray me or anything.
No, I won't be spraying. But I will be on. I'll be on match committee.
Yeah.
So I'll be picking the team.
So Doss can leave me out of the squad.
I'll be pushing you for leadership group.
Well, that's already been and gone.
Yeah.
But anyway,
I think that's enough.
Yeah, we don't want to put our foot in it even deeper.
Nah.
Yeah. A while ago, I was introduced to this game, and honestly, I've played it so often. I played in long car rides. I played it yesterday, actually, for a really long car ride. Yeah, and I've done it with a lot of friends, and it's a lot of fun. And basically, the game goes, I'm going to try and explain this as best I can, and we're going to have a crack at this live on air. It's a very fun game. I highly recommend you try this on your next long drive or just when you need to kill some time. So, essentially...
Have I played it before with you?
I reckon you might have played it once. I think you might have played it once.
I'm trying to, I'm still learning the rules.
So essentially, it's not that complicated, but I'll try and explain it so it makes sense. So essentially, we're going to start off where Doss is going to get a number. He's got a random number generator on his phone, not yet, but shortly you're going to get a number between 1 and 10. Now that number, it's my job to work out what that number is. And the way I'm going to find out what that number is I'm going to give you some random categories. I can come up with any topic I want in the entire world, and you're going to have to give me an answer as if you're rating that out of 10. So for example, if I said, I'll use an example, AFL football clubs, and you got number 1, you might say West Coast.
Gotcha.
And that's giving me, because I know, okay, right now West Coast is the worst team, I'm guessing, okay, it's West Coast. Or if it's 10, you might say Collingwood is the reigning premier.
Okay, so it's better. The higher the number is the better.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's like 10 out of 10 rating.
Yeah, so I'm going to give you, I've got 3 categories. I'm going to give you the category. You're going to give me an example of that number. And then it's my job to try and work it out. And then after 3 goes, then I'm going to guess it. So we're kind of on a team.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
All right. So I want you to pick up your phone and get a Get a random number and tell me when you've got it.
Random number.
Don't show the camera because I reckon the camera's going to...
generating.
The camera's going to play along with us. All right, you've got your number. All right.
Between 1 and 10.
All right. So you've got a number between 1 and 10. I'm going to start quite easy for you, right?
All right.
Takeaway food.
Okay.
So the way to think of this too for the listeners is I'm saying not... This is not necessarily Doss's personal choice. You can play it this way, but this isn't Doss's favorite food, fast food. Yep. He's going to give it kind of out of a global, maybe from the biggest to the shittest.
Okay. I'm going to say Thai.
Thai.
Thai food. All Does that count as takeaway?
Yeah, we'll go with that. So Thai, I reckon Thai is quite high. I reckon you're sitting around, at the moment in my head, I reckon 7 or 8, maybe 9, somewhere around there. All right, next one. Car brands.
I haven't driven many car brands and the car brands
But in terms of maybe what they're perceived.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to say, let's go a Ford.
See, I reckon that brings it down.
So does
I reckon,
it?
Yeah, but that's okay. I reckon that brings it down to, it's a good car. It's not a bad, I reckon we're sitting at 6 or 7. 6, 7, somewhere around there.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a bit of a scenario here.
Okay.
Okay. So you're sitting on a plane.
Yeah.
You're on the window seat.
Yeah.
And you notice...
I love the window
seat. The whole plane's full and there's one seat next to you.
Where am
I
flying to?
You're flying to the UK. You've got a long flight. You've got a long bloody flight.
Yeah.
And in between you, there's one seat left. Okay? This is a scenario. And then they go, oh, hang on, there's one more person getting on the plane. And you see somebody kind of running or coming onto the plane. You're like, this is a person I'm going to spend the next 12 hours next to.
Mm.
Describe to me this kind of person.
Oof. Okay. It doesn't have to be a specific person.
No, no, no.
Okay. I'm going to say the person is friendly.
Okay.
Wants to have a conversation.
Yep.
Probably talks a little bit too much.
Okay.
You know, he's asked me if we can swap meals. He's asked me if we can swap meals.
It's getting a bit annoying.
But then he's offered me lollies a few times of his own personal. And I must say he smells good. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go. All right, so out of those three topics you've given me, I'm going to go with 6.
Okay.
Is that right?
Mate, that was spot on.
Yeah.
Well done. Mate, well that done. Was well
that's
done.
You. No, that's you. Wow. That's you. Well done.
Mate, my number was 6. I've got it on my phone.
I hope. Right now. Show that to the camera.
6.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, hopefully everybody playing at home will get that as well. All right, I'm going to generate mine now. Okay, I've got my number. Give me a category.
Music genres.
Okay, my personal music or just... What?
Maybe, see, that's hard because everyone's taste is
so different. I'll go based on perception of the world.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to go with, based on kind of everybody, I'm going to keep it quite simple, pop music.
Yeah, okay. I'm going 9.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
So that's where you're thinking at the moment.
I'm thinking around 8 or 9.
So for those that play this at home, sometimes what you might need to do with your partner that you're playing with is that if they're way off, you might overcompensate. If they're spot on, you just want to stay, okay, I want to keep them on track.
Mm.
So if hypothetically I had a really low number, I might really overcompensate the next one.
Yeah.
Or okay. I might.
Yep. No, I'm going.
Or Doss might be spot on.
Between 8 or 9.
Okay.
Everyone likes pop. Oh, not everyone, but pop music is popular.
Yeah.
That's why it's called pop music.
That's right.
It's popular. The next one I'm going is, let's make this a bit more raunchy.
Yeah, go on.
Places to do the deed.
Sexual intercourse.
Places to do the deed. Yep. Intercourse.
Okay. Are you talking around the house could I be extravagant?
No, I reckon it can be
like, you know,
anywhere.
On a balcony in Greece.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah. 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 A hostel in Santa Monica. Yeah. San Diego, I should say.
We are going down that route, or are we going just more everyday accessible options?
Maybe everyday.
Right,
maybe think of...
Oh, I've got one.
Around the house, places in public probably people have.
Right.
It's common.
I've got one for you.
Okay.
So you've checked into this Airbnb.
Yeah.
You've got a nice big king-size bed.
Yeah.
There is a nice spa as well.
Oh, okay.
And you might move around a little bit, but you got to start on this beautiful king size bed.
Okay.
By the way, Will James, if you're listening, you have a knack of ringing me every time I've got a podcast. Ring me again.
Okay, so I'm going to say that sounds really classy.
Yeah.
To be honest, maybe I'm gonna say 7.
7.
Yeah.
So you think overall where I'm at currently?
Yeah.
You think it's gone down to 7?
Yeah.
That's where you're at. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you got one more.
My next one. I'm going to throw a scenario.
Okay. We love a scenario.
You're going into a meeting, right? You're heading into the city, into the big old city of Melbourne. You're probably on like Bourke Street.
Yep.
You get to the spot. You're running a bit late as well. So you're feeling a bit like frazzled. You get in the lift. and you click your button, someone else comes running to the lift.
Yep.
And so you hold the door open.
Okay.
It's a celebrity.
Oh.
The door shuts.
Yep.
So you and...
And this celebrity.
You and this celebrity.
Yep.
It could be male or female.
Okay.
They click their button.
Yep.
They're going up to... All of a sudden, you're on your way.
Yep.
You hear some sounds. Elevator starts to break down.
Oh, no.
And unfortunately, you're stuck. And I'm saying you're stuck for a good 4 hours. Right. With this one person, this one celebrity.
Right. Okay. So, okay.
Think about small talk.
I'm thinking about a few things. I'm thinking firstly small talk.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about obviously how they present themselves. Like you don't want to complete, potentially you might not want a complete dick, or you might want. And I'm also thinking maybe they have a few clues about how we might get ourselves out of this nasty situation.
Yeah, so someone who's
a little bit cluey. Yeah. Okay. Potentially. Yeah.
Do looks matter in this scenario?
If you're a single guy and you could be a supermodel walks in, the old friends example.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, this is so hard. This is so hard. Who would I like to be stuck in a lift with for 4 hours, or who would I hate to be stuck in a lift with for 4 hours?
Would it be a female?
No, I'm probably going to stick to a male here. I'm stuck in a lift for 4 hours with Paul McCartney. Sir Paul McCartney.
Mate.
So take that how you wish.
Well, I'm taking that from a personal reference of yours. Yeah. I'm saying that's the biggest.
Imagine the stories, potentially.
That's 10. Like, that's best of the best for you. Yeah. That's your dream scenario.
I'd be wrapped.
Sitting in a lift, unless he's not what he seems and he's arrogant.
Yeah.
He might be able to somehow find a way to create a guitar from the pieces in the elevator to play you a few tunes.
He might not be cluey though. He might not be able to get us out, but yeah. I might be able to sit there and talk a few Beatles stories.
True. And
But maybe I've overcompensated to bring your original number of 7 up, okay, potentially.
Okay. I didn't realize that. I'm going to go.
So think about all of them. So yeah, we've got Paul,
we've got
the hotel bed, we've got popular music.
I'm going 9.
He's spot on.
Yes, well done.
Come on. Now, the way you actually play this game is you see when you're with your friends or your girlfriend or boyfriend or whoever, you actually do this for as long as you can until you get one wrong. And you can turn it into drinking games. You can have a lot of fun with it.
I like this.
But the rule is when you play by yourself is you never do the same category twice.
Yeah.
So we recommend get rid of your car brands, your fast food, your music. Get that out early and then make it very extravagant. Yeah. Make it very... Sometimes a bit naughty, sometimes a bit...
cheeky.
Yeah, if you're good mates from high school, you know, bring back, you know, I'm in year 7 in maths class, I have to sit next to this person in science, whatever. But try it at home. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I love that. It was good fun.
Maybe we'll bring it back one day.
I like it. Yeah. We'll see what the listeners think.
Yeah.
It's nice having another uncut episode, the lads back together.
The lads.
Well done. It was good. Good fun. I enjoyed that game, actually. The game was good fun.
Yeah. It's always hard playing games on E. You're never sure if they're going
to... It'd be interesting to hear the response from the listeners and the watchers.
I wonder if they got it as well.
You know, I want to know who actually watches the show. So, and what do people prefer, watching or listening?
Yeah, let us know.
How do you feel? Like, when you watch or listen to a pod, do you like to watch it?
I'm actually different. So, sometimes it depends. If I'm driving, I like to listen.
Of course.
There's some shows I'm like, I just want to listen. But there's a lot of good podcasts will make you go, gee, I want to see that. And I think we've done that in the past. Sometimes we bring in a few, when the guests come on, they might have a reason that you might want to go watch.
But I think part of what we want to try and do, and this is for the audio listener today listening to this, is we want to turn our show less to become less of an actual podcast and more of an actual
visual
show. So
we've got some ideas in the future.
Making it more based around entertainment, maybe games and segments on the show. So rather than it just be a sit-down interview, it actually might involve more
visual
effects. Interactions and, you know, some fun things.
Yeah, we don't typically record where we are today. This is where we normally record in the studio. I think we're going to bring our Dawson Down cuts into the studio too. But anyway, it's been great. So go check it out on YouTube if you're not normally a YouTube watcher. Make sure you subscribe while you're there. We've had a bit of subscription action.
Weirdly enough.
If you're listening, subscribe.
Yep.
Follow us on socials.
You know, and go and leave a little rating. I've seen on Spotify, no one's really rated for a while.
It's weird. I mean,
so if you do listen and you listen to a couple, maybe you're a new listener, maybe you found the show through someone. If you listen on Spotify, all it is just like a 5-star rating.
Yeah.
It's not a heap of effort. Just click, give it a little rating, obviously make it a good one.
I looked, it was 55 we've got, which is ridiculous.
It's not a lot compared to the listeners.
Yeah, it's actually minuscule.
It'd be nice to actually get a few ratings.
Yeah, I should get that up.
And then over on, if you listen on the podcast app, I think you can write more of a comment.
Yeah, but you can also just do 5 stars as well. So just make sure you do that.
I know we emphasize it all the time, but it does. It goes a long way. So if you haven't and you do like listening to us, it just helps us, helps the show keep growing.
That's right. So thank you very much. I look forward to... Gee, we might not be...
together for ages.
So enjoy the interviews coming up. We just had a message from another guest locked in, which is fantastic.
Good feeling.
It's going to be great. We've got a wide variety of guests, wide variety of industries. It's going to be good. So stay tuned.